Right now we're talking with John Jarnicki. He's the president of the Republic of Texas. Welcome to the program, sir.
Well, thank you, Elizabeth.
We are wondering, everybody talks about Texas seceding. How can a place secede that was never actually a part of the Union?
That is exactly correct. You hit the nail on the head. Texas never ceded the lands of Texas to the United States in the first place, so we cannot secede. We are going to have to take this through international courts in order to get this taken care of and restore Texas back to its rightful place as an independent republic.
So Texas was occupied by Texans. Then you had a war with Mexico, right?
Right.
And then what happened?
Well, after the war we had with Mexico to get our independence from Mexico, we were a functional national government recognized by various other countries around the world. We had treaties with England, France, the Netherlands, and Mexico and the United States also.
Did anyone in Texas agree? In other words, was there a governor? Was there a vote? Was there anything like that?
Well, there was a vote, but that also brings up a strange issue. Just prior to that, a few months before, there was a vote for an election within the Republic of Texas. They had about three times the number of people that showed up to vote for that election as there was voting for this very important thing such as annexation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to me, that does not make sense. Why would there be three times more people voting for an election than there was such an important issue as giving up our sovereignty to another nation?
Every state has a contract with the federal government. Does Texas have such a document?
We have heard this for years. No one that I know of, at least within the Republic, has ever seen this document. It has been talked about extensively, and it has never been brought to light. It's almost as if this is a top secret thing, and the governors are the only ones that can see it or have ever seen it.
They're saying a document exists, but no one's allowed to see it.
That is correct.
Has there been any other writings in the Federal Register or anything else that would indicate that this event occurred?
Not that we have been able to find.
A lot of people think the contract says, we don't know, but a lot of people think the contract says that Texas can leave anytime they want to.
Well, that is what we are going by. There is only one other place that has this same authority, and that is Hawaii, because they also were a sovereign nation until the United States took them over.
Mm-hmm.
And people in Hawaii have been diligently working to bring back their independence, and it has not been on mainstream media, of course. We do know that Hawaii has taken their case to one international court to bring this back about, and it seems as though they went to the wrong court, but they're still working on it.
I'm just really curious where that document is.
Oh, the contract. Well, yeah, I don't know where it is. I wish I did, because if we had it, or had a copy of it, we certainly would be using it.
Well, right now, it would seem to me that your word is as good as their word.
Oh, as it should be, yes.
Unless they're going to produce such a document.
There are various things that have taken place over the years that no one or the regular people are not allowed to see, and this, we believe, is one of them.
You guys have your own money.
Yes, we do.
Have they said anything about your currency?
No, they haven't, and we were cautious about that to start with. If you remember, there was a man up in Indiana who came up with a Liberty dollar. We stayed away from the term dollar and have not been bothered at all by the United States for that. We have gold, silver, and copper coinage, which in effect are calling it a barter items. There are several places around Texas that do accept these, you know, being precious metal. Most of the time when someone gets them, they're hanging on to them as a hedge against inflation.
Well, when I go into the airport at Austin, I see all these shirts that say secede everywhere.
Yeah.
Do the people of Texas think that they should secede
Well, it's been a few years ago, and I don't recall just when. I think it was right shortly after Obama's election to his second term that some college student ran a thing on the internet about Texas getting out or secede or whatever, and it tended to snowball. People are talking about secession due to the lack of education. I mean, we're after the same goal,
right?
But they just are using the improper term.
Right, because you don't have to secede if you're not a part of something.
Right.
So this is really interesting. I'm curious to see what happens next. We've been talking with President John Jernicke, President of the Republic of Texas. We thank you for joining us, sir.
You're quite welcome, and I thank you for the opportunity.